Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. In this podcast, we seek to align with the deep ancient wisdom that allows us to come back into remembrance, into integrity, into alignment with our soul essence, with the divine spark of creation that we are. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy and sound healer. And in this episode, we are going to talk all about the Aquarius new moon. And my take is somewhat different than the traditional take, as I go into the ancient astrology that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene followed. I incorporate the Aramaic letters and their creation frequencies and how they impact this new moon. So this new moon is happening on Wednesday. So we are, as I release this on Friday, we are getting ready for this energy of this new moon. And the new moon window is 3 days before and 3 days after. So the new moon window technically begins on Monday. So we have plenty of time to prepare for this energy. It is the first new moon of 2025, but it is also the first lunar cycle. It marks the beginning of the new lunar new year, the lunar calendar, which is the month of Shivat, the month of Aquarius. So this next lunar cycle is all about awakening on a deep and profound level and sharing our light. Aquarius is the water pourer, the water bearer. Many depictions show Aquarius pouring the water of creation, essentially, because water is life, onto the world. So this is a frequency and a time for deep purification and transformation. So this moon is happening on Wednesday at 4:35 a.m. in Pacific Standard Time in the Eastern Time Zone in the United States. It's 7:35. In the UK is at 12:35. And in Central European Time, it is 1:35. So it is happening at 9 degrees. So we are in a 9-year, the first new moon is happening at 9 degrees. So it's that amplification of the energies of completion, endings, death, beginnings, new cycles emerging, deep, deep, deep transformation. And there's a lot of conjunctions happening, which are very, very powerful alignments. So a conjunction is happening between the sun and the moon. So every new moon is a conjunction between the sun and the moon. However, when other planets come into play, it means that they are in close proximity, which means that the energies blend. So new moons are new beginnings because they are a time when our inner and outer are aligned. They are pretty much within seconds of each other. When other energies and other planets lend their energy to these conjunctions, the energies are amplified, as you can tell. So we have a conjunction between the sun, the moon, Mercury, and Pluto. How is that for deep and powerful? Because we have the planet of death, rebirth, transformation, profound depths of earth-shattering, earth-shaking change, Pluto, because Pluto likes to transform. This is why in every culture they revere death, because death is the symbol of going within and being reborn, rebirthing yourself into a new, expanded, more conscious and awake and aware iteration of yourself. And this means that you are in closer communion with your soul than you were in the previous cycle. So again, that theme of endings, beginnings, transformation, cycles, chapters closing, and new ones beginning. And this is between the sun, the moon, and Mercury. So it's the inner world, the emotional world, the outer world, your physical expression of it, and the mental, the way that we communicate, the way that we communicate and express and interact with the world, with our families, with our neighbors. So it is a deeply transformative time. And then we have a bunch of beautiful trines. Trines are beneficial alignments. And this one is, we have a trine between this beautiful conjunction of the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, and Pluto. Granted, it's incredibly transformational, so it can feel very heavy and deep. But don't worry, I got you. We're going to go into how we can work with this energy and how we can harness it for our expansion and our transformation. Because ultimately, this is what we are here to do. As souls, we came here to experience the densest of experiences in order to liberate all of the trappings of who we think we are, to truly reveal the magnificent radiance of your soul, to truly reveal the divine through your experience, through your words, through your action, through your being here and consciously co-creating with the divine. So we have this Sun, Moon, Mercury, Pluto conjunction that is in a trine with Jupiter retrograde in Gemini, so a planet of expansion. So basically, at this point in time, it is crucial to be very mindful of what we think, what we say, what we do, and to be able to own our stuff and also acknowledge what is not ours and let it go. So we take full responsibility for what is ours, including whatever pain we've caused ourselves or others, not from a place of guilt and shame, but from a place of, I'm going to do better. I'm going to transform this. I'm going to alchemize this thing, this situation, and create beauty, harmony, alignment, love out of it. So we have the opportunity to expand exponentially because Jupiter is in the mix. Then we have another trine between Mars and Venus. So again, the inner masculine, the inner and outer masculine, inner and outer feminine, coming together to work together in a harmonious, balanced manner. Venus and Mars, which also means that it is a beautiful time to harmonize the internal masculine and feminine that we all possess. And then, of course, there's the Mercury and Uranus trine. So this Uranus is the great awakener. Uranus is the planet of Kundalini awakenings, of deep sexual energy and purifying the sexual energy and channeling it into the light. So we have a profound opportunity for the transformation of our thoughts, our words, our expression, the way that we interact with our community, with the world. So, and then of course, there's one more trine. So there's a lot of trines and a lot of conjunctions this lunar cycle. And I find those to be beautiful energies. Although I do have to say that there is something about those squares and oppositions, because even though they are hard, supposedly negative aspects, those are the ones that really bring us the most growth. So during this time, don't fall into your comfort zone, because the trines are beneficial, easy energies. So don't fall into the trap of just kind of coasting along. Really be conscious of what you are manifesting, what you are wishing to birth into the world. Really be conscious of your actions, your thoughts, your words, your emotions, as all of those create an imprint in your energy field that births world into your physical experience. So we also have this one square between Jupiter and Saturn, the planet of expansion and the planet of restriction. So it is really interesting that that is the one supposedly troublesome aspect, because Saturn is the planet of restriction. It's the planet that rules time. However, Saturn is the planet that brings you great benefit and great bounty if you actually are doing your work. If you are going within releasing the layers, letting go of the ego, transforming yourself from the lesser self into the higher self, and really living from your soul's, a soul-led perspective, and living from that place of alignment with your soul, then Saturn is like, here are more blessings. So if we are really aligning with our soul and doing the work to do so, these supposed negative alignments, like a square or an opposition, the square in this case being between Saturn and Jupiter, all of these benefit us. So, what can we do? So these are the themes for this new lunar cycle, this new lunar cycle of Shavat, this new moon. The theme is deep and profound awakening. And oh, before, yes, I really wanted to talk about the North Node changing. I wanted to talk about the North Node changing into Pisces. And the North Node has to do with our mission, with our purpose, with why we incarnated. While the North Node is the place where we are going to experience the most expansion in this lifetime, if we choose to experience that expansion, the South Node is the node where it's our comfort zone. We've spent many lifetimes in that energy, so that energy is kind of our fallback zone, and the energy that kind of, in a lot of ways, holds us back. So we are collectively evolving into a higher consciousness, because Pisces is associated with Yeshua, but Pisces is also the fish. It is cosmic consciousness. It is a deep and profound spiritual awakening that really allows us to go deep within and to know deep on a fundamental level. Remember our oneness. Know our oneness. So this is just beautiful, because this North Node for this lunar cycle is in conjunction with Neptune. Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces, which is the sign that the North Node is in. We have Venus in Pisces, and we have Saturn. So we have one of the major hitters in terms of our internal planets, and then Saturn and Neptune. So we have the ability and the possibility, the potential, the infinite potential, which is interesting because Kuf, the Aramaic frequency that created Pisces, Kuf is about the infinite potential. So we have the possibility, the infinite potential to expand, to deepen ourselves spiritually and to truly align with our true essence, with our cosmic self. And we have Saturn basically minding us, this is the path. Venus, this is what brings beauty, harmony, love, peace. Because peace is something that happens from within. When our inner stuff is balanced and harmonized, that is peace. That is when we experience peace. And from that peace that we achieve, that we cultivate and nourish by balancing and harmonizing the inner aspects of ourselves, we are able to birth peace into our experience. And then we have Neptune. Neptune, which is the planet of spirituality. So we have a profound opportunity to awaken on a far deeper level, to know that we are not only cosmic consciousness, we are infinite oneness, but we are all interconnected. In every part of us, in every being, we are all a part of each other. Every being outside of us is within us. Every being within, every being, every part of you is within everyone. So there is a deep level of interconnectedness, interrelatedness that we are seeing. There is nothing that happens in this world that does not affect
the collective on some in some way, shape, or form. There isn't. So there is deep awakening, profound transformation, powerful healing aspects. There is liberation and freedom. When we align with our soul, when we liberate ourselves of the traumas, the karmas, the limiting beliefs, the stuff that is not ours, when we alchemize the stuff that is ours, when we share forgiveness, when we let go of resentments, we liberate ourselves, we free ourselves, and we allow more of our soul, more of our divine self, to not only incarnate and enter your physical body, but to express through you, to share the infinite light of creation through you. There is the conclusion and the shedding of old patterns and karmic cycles, and there is deep, deep spirituality. There is the possibility to align on a far, far deeper level. So what can we do? There is a lot of pain and trauma in the world. Work on balancing your emotions, knowing that while we are interconnected, the best thing that we can do is nurture ourselves, tend to our own little corner. So nourish your families, nourish your loved ones, nourish yourself. Do not put yourself last. This is the tendency. It's actually a shadow of the Pisces energy, that self-sacrifice, that thinking that that is a good thing. And especially if you are, I know Latino cultures were very much like that. We're all about giving everything to everyone else, but always putting ourselves last. As much as we may think this is humility, it's really not. It is simply a distorted way of disavowing the gift that is your existence. You are a spark of the divine. So when we disrespect ourselves by putting ourselves last, what we're doing is we're telling the divine, your gift that is my life is not worthy. Like, it doesn't matter. And you, the gift that you are, the gift of the divine that you are, does matter. Your words matter, your thoughts matter, your actions matter. So please nourish yourself. Don't fall into the trap of escapism, which is another trap of Pisces, and don't fall into the trap of self-sacrifice. So again, we come back into balance, harmony, alignment. It's neither too far to the right or too far to the left. It's finding that perfect balance within. And this will look different at different points in time. So again, letting go of the false expectations that we have placed on ourselves, or that we have allowed others to project upon us. Because people, we're human. We're going to project our shit on people, sometimes consciously, but most of the time it's unconsciously. Most of the time it's simply the way we are raised, the way we are brought up, our education, and we just think that the world has to be the way that we think it is because this is how we experienced it, but it's not. So learning how to have compassion for yourselves and for others is also very, very important and very Piscean. And so this new moon is in Aquarius, and Aquarius was created by the Aramaic frequency Zadi. And Zadi has to do with the righteous one. So this again brings us back to the energy of humility, of choosing the light, of aligning with the light, and of doing our best, truly doing our best to share our light, to be the humble teacher. But also know that we are always a humble student. There is no separation. As we are sharing the light, sharing creation, sharing wisdom, sharing encouragement, sharing guidance, whatever, in whatever way, shape, or form it takes, we ourselves are always seeking wisdom, seeking to deepen our awareness and our understanding of this human experience, of how the cosmic realms interact and play and are channeled and expressed in this physical world. So it is also the planetary ruler is Saturn. So it's Bate created the Saturn, and Bate is about birthing. So what are we birthing in this cycle? What are we wishing to birth into being at this point?
So we are birthing new worlds into existence, and we must have faith that the divine has given us all of the gifts that we need in order to fulfill our soul's mission. All we need to do is use them. So seek ways to go within, to commune with your soul, commune with the divine, to allow yourself to open up. So focus on the heart, focusing on opening the heart and letting go of any resentments, any hurts, any stuff we hold on to that makes us want to close our heart. And this is challenging, because when we see the state of the world, it is natural to basically want to close yourself off, because we don't see how this external world is going to change. We don't see how it's going to get any better, because we see everything seemingly getting worse. However, we must have faith that this is the process of birthing a new reality of higher dimension, a higher frequency here on Earth. Has to go, in order to do this, we must go through a purification process. And this is the process that we are undergoing at this time. We are undergoing a deep and profound purification. So whatever is being stripped away, allow it to fall gracefully and as easily as possible. And I know that this is hard. This is very, very difficult, because in our heads, we have an idea of how the world is and how it should be based on our upbringing. But let's remove that. Remove that and truly align with your soul. Because in your heart, when you are in alignment with the soul and the divine, you know that everything is happening for you, not against you, not despite you. Everything is happening for you, to elevate you and to allow you to rise to a higher, more expansive expression of your soul. So with that, have hope, have faith, have trust that you are divinely held, that you are fully protected. And how do we align with this protection? We come back to our heart. We come back to our alignment with our soul, our alignment with the divine. We come back to knowing that we are in cosmic, constant cosmic communication with the divine, with our soul, that we are at all times one. Even though we have this physical vessel, and in this point in time, we think that all we are is this physical being, we truly are far more expansive. We are infinite consciousness expressing in this form, at this time, on this earth, in order to accelerate and support this increasing expansion and awakening of Earth, this ascension of Earth and of humanity. We know what we have to do. It's just a matter of letting the chatter within subside and remembering your oneness, your interconnectedness with all life, and from that point interacting with the world, even those situations and people that are challenging. Know that they have a purpose as well. They have a purpose. Every single vessel on this earth has a sacred purpose. So honor your vessel,
nourish your vessel, purify your sacred vessel, and allow yourself to be filled with the light of your soul, the light of the divine, and allow yourself to share this light. Doesn't have to be on a world stage, but allow yourself to trust that whatever needs to come through you is exactly what needs to come through you. Let's let go of the ego, because this is also the time of the Magdalene consciousness, the Magdalene Christos consciousness. So this is, again, the age of Aquarius, is the age of the Holy Spirit, the age of the Shekhinah, the age of the Divine Feminine. And by Divine Feminine, it's not that the Divine Masculine is not a part of it. The Divine Masculine is contained within, because remember, the feminine births masculine and feminine in all kinds of stuff into the world. The feminine is always birthing. So this ability that we have to align with this frequency, the Magdalene Christos consciousness, this frequency of divine love, of healing, of nurturing, of purification, of beauty and harmony and grace and oneness. The remembering of our infinite selves. There is no one that is better or higher or lower than another. We are all infinitely worthy of the grace of the divine. We are all infinitely worthy of every blessing that we already possess within, because it's already within you. Everything you wish to manifest, every seed that you wish to birth into existence, already exists within you. It's like a woman or a girl infant is born with all of the eggs that she will ever need in her lifetime. She's already born with them. You yourself are already born. You already possess the seeds that you desire to birth into existence. The question is, are we seeding these beautiful seeds into the fertile, clear, purified waters of the Yesod, or are we allowing them to be tainted by the karmas and the traumas and the limiting beliefs and the stuff that we are not willing to let go of? So the ego personality and all of the stuff that comes with that. It's a choice we have. We can liberate and purify and truly align with our infinite light and birth from that perspective, or we can continue to birth from the traumas. It's up to us. So choose your frequency. Choose wisely. This is the age of frequency. We are here to learn how to master energy, to remember that we are energetic beings primarily. So it is our nature to work in the energetic field, and from that energetic field, the physical realm is manifested. So we must remember, it's not the physical often. Sometimes it may be the physical that needs some tweaking. Most of the time, it's on an energetic level that we must make the shifts and the changes and allow the energy to flow more forcefully, not forcefully, more channeled and more aligned. Those are the correct words. In order for us to align and to truly birth our creations into this physical world. So this new moon, have at it. I said at the New Year's 2025 episode, I said, well, hold off a little bit on your manifestations, on your seeding. Now, as we're heading into Imbolc as well, so have at it. I hope that you have taken this time to truly align, to purify, to nurture and nourish yourself, and to really clear the way, to get clear on what you wish to seed and how you wish to nourish those seeds. And now I invite you to do that, to begin seeding your intentions into the world, to align with your light, to purify what needs and let go of what needs to be let go of, and allow yourself to birth the world, the experience that you desire. Always knowing that it is your frequency, your energy is what aligns you. So being very mindful of what we are choosing. What are we choosing with our thoughts? What are we choosing with our words? What are we choosing with our interactions? And it doesn't matter how someone else receives it. It does not matter what they do with it. Remember, that's the ego. That's the ego self wishing to control. That is not what we are here to do. We share our light. We seek balance and harmony and aid ourselves in achieving that. And to aid ourselves in achieving that, we have conversations and we have interactions. And all these serve to expand the soul and the light that you are. So allow yourself to share your light, to be that light, to be the vessel, and to be the light, to share that light. And allow yourself to detach yourself from the outcome. The outcome will be what it'll be. Que será, será. Allow yourself to align with your soul, align with the divine. Trust. Have faith. And move in the direction that your soul leads you and guides you to. Your soul is what should be running the show. So allow it, because your soul knows far better than your human monkey mind ever does what the divine has planned for you or what you chose. It's not so much what the divine had planned for you. It's what you chose, and you told the divine, this is what I'm here to do. This is what I want to do when I incarnate. So allow yourself to tune back in to those inner voices, the passion of your soul, and allow that light to guide you. Allow the light of your soul to be leading you and guiding you on this journey. Be willing to be authentic. That is Aquarius. Aquarius unapologetically shows up as they are, giving no F's about what anyone thinks. Trust your alignment with the light. Trust your alignment with your soul. Know that the way that you express is exactly the way that you need to express, and it does not need to look like anyone or anything else. It doesn't have to align with other people's projections. Trust. Be authentic. Radiate your light in your own unique way. This is why we all express in different ways. We're not supposed to be the same. So allow yourself the freedom to march to the beat of the drum of your soul, of the divine that is you, trusting that you are fully protected, trusting that you are one with all that is, with the divine, with one another. And with that, knowing that you are one, allow your heart to be open so you may channel more of the light and share it. Have a blessed, blessed new moon. Know that your presence is important. Your mission, every thought, word, and action is important. You are valuable because you are that spark of the divine. Allow this moon to tune you back in to what makes you authentically and unapologetically you. What makes your soul shine at its fullest, most brilliant state. Tune into that and allow that to be your North Star. Your guiding light. Have a blessed, blessed new moon, a blessed day of the goddess, Friday. And don't forget to seed your intentions. And I will see you in the next episode. If you have not already caught the sound activation for this episode, please check it out. It is aligning us with the cosmic womb, with the Magdalene Christos consciousness, and it allows us to really go within, to purify, and to align more fully with the light. So do check that out. If you enjoyed this, please like, share, subscribe. If you have an opportunity, give a 5-star review. That helps us grow. And you can also find me on social media, on YouTube at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, and on Instagram at Embodying the Shekhinah, and at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA. Links are below in the show notes. And if you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, or you will be in the Los Angeles area February 7th through the 10th, the Conscious Life Expo is happening, and there will be so many wonderful mystics, healers, teachers, all kinds of beautiful people, and new technologies also. They have all kinds of gizmos, the vendors do. So it'll be a beautiful event, and I do hope that you will join me there. I will be speaking on a panel about frequency healing, as well as one lecture and a workshop on attuning to the frequency of your soul. So do check that out. The link is below so you can get your tickets. I look forward to meeting you in person, and I look forward to the next episode. Have a blessed day. Ahava.